Hey, good day, everybody. This is Dan Young with Total Wellness Radio. Thank you so much for making us a part of your day. In today's episode, episode 290, hard to believe, it's been since episode 173 that I've had this young lady on with me, Michelle Wax. Michelle is a two-time business owner and now focuses on the American Happiness Project. Back in January of 2019, she started traveling the country, literally all 50 states. She made it through Wyoming in around April of 2019. We had a chance to sit down and chat. And she is now releasing her documentary, self-produced, self-published, self-edited, self-audioed, you name it. She did it all. And she did it in record time. The premiere of The Happiness Project will be February 25th, 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. That's right. February 25th, 5:30 Mountain Standard Time. Go to the links in the description, get your personal ticket, and join us. You'll be so glad you did. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Total Wellness Radio. Thank you for making us a part of your day. Today, I have a young lady with me. Her name is Michelle Wax. She is in Boston, Massachusetts. Michelle, back in 2019, began traveling, believe it or not, all of the 50 states across America in her little Jeep Wrangler, interviewing Americans from all walks of life on the idea of what brings them joy and happiness in everyday living. She's just completed the production on it, getting ready to do a worldwide premiere. I believe it's February 25th, which we're going to have her talk more about that in the interview today. But Michelle, I'm certainly grateful to get caught back up with you and have a chance to do our second interview.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much for having me again. I appreciate it.
You know, when you came through Wyoming back in 2019 and were on your way through, I could tell that this was an amazing journey and that you were having some amazing experiences as you were pursuing happiness across America. Can you share some of those experiences with our listeners, please?
Absolutely. So yeah, as you said, you know, traveled to all 50 states to really capture how everyday people are creating more happiness, more fulfillment, more joy in their everyday life. And a really big theme all across the country, no matter what a person's circumstances or backgrounds or upbringings really were, was that how your brain is interpreting what's happening around you is a lot more important than what's actually happening in terms of long-term happiness. So really focusing on your mindset internally instead of maybe putting focus or energy or any really other effort on things outside of yourself, because so much of life is, you know, outside of our control. And I think we've seen that especially within the past year. Things are going to come up and be stressful and not going according to plan. But if you can focus on how you are interpreting what's happening around you and, you know, spin that in a positive light or a opportunity or gratitude where you can go, was a really, really big theme that I found.
Yeah. So I love what you're touching on here. It really inwardly guided versus outwardly influenced. You know what I mean? It's what I hear you touching on. And the philosophies or the principles or the belief systems, our personal experiences, there's so many things that seem to go into shaping that internal environment or that internal philosophy on how we look at the world and we are able to respond to the world. So I thank you for mentioning that. That's my own experience has been a huge part of, you know, navigating the last year and 2 months, whatever it's been now. And so I'm glad that you're touching on that. So you actually were able to drive your Jeep to all 50 states, except
yes,
maybe Hawaii.
Exactly. Yeah. So I think when I saw you, when I was in Wyoming, I think I was at state number 40, just wow. About. I think I mentioned it in the last interview, but yeah, so what I ended up doing is driving back to Boston, parking my car, and then flying to Hawaii, obviously, and then I also flew to Alaska from Hawaii because okay. It was a little shorter. Yes. Yeah.
The driving the Alaskan highway, even though a Jeep is pretty good vehicle for that, that can be a real challenging drive to get to Alaska.
Yes, I had a thought, you know, when I was in Portland, Oregon, because I was staying with a friend there, and I was considering parking my car at her house and flying there, or potentially even driving, but, you know, I decided to go a different direction.
Yeah. So to give our listeners a little bit of background on you, first of all, you're not a filmmaker, correct?
Yes. So I have no filming experience. I didn't go to school for it or anything like that, but I had this idea to capture and, you know, document how everyday people are doing this. And so I kind of went into the experience a little bit blind, if you will. You know, I had a camera, I had a tripod, I had the very basics that probably anyone could think that you would need to film something. but beyond that, not too much. And, you know, obviously learned a lot along the way. I think I got fairly good at interviewing, which I definitely wasn't at the beginning, because I felt kind of nervous to dive deeper into questions that would go beyond surface level. So that was another component besides just the more like technical filmmaking part.
Gotcha. You know, in following this journey with you, did the idea for the film or documenting, you know, average Americans and their pursuit of happiness come first, or was it the American Happiness Project, you know, that you had an idea of and started playing with that and thought, oh, you know what would make this really great? Is a documentary. Which kind of came first? I've always wanted to ask you that.
Yeah, that's a great question. So I actually originally intended to, at the time before I left to film the documentary, I was running a company in the food space here in Boston. And I originally intended to just do this as a side project and to come back and keep kind of going with the way that I was living my life. And American Happiness was the name of the documentary, but the word project came after it was filmed. Okay. And it's really now expanded out because I came back to Boston in June of 2019 and, you know, had discovered that there was a real hunger for this information out there, because with all the amazing people I interviewed, I met so many people who are curious, you know, to hear the findings and the strategies and what people are doing, because, you know, so many people want to be happier, of course. And so then that's where American Happiness Project, you know, I had this idea because I felt so passionately about it and so engaged in it to expand out to doing workshops for companies and to be creating, you know, more experiences that people can come together and just, you know, create more happiness, create more connection and joy in their everyday life.
Yeah. So let me list this right now. We're early in the interview here, but I wanted to make sure people knew right up front as soon as possible. The best way to connect with you at the American Happiness Project or the documentary, what's the best first place they should start looking for you at?
Yeah, so the best two places would probably be either on LinkedIn. You can just search my name, Michelle Wax, W-A-X, like beeswax, probably the best. We're also on Instagram. American Happiness Project is the handle. Or if you want to email us, hello@american-happiness.com will come to us as well.
Excellent. Excellent. So the entire trip took approximately, to do your documentary, took about 4 months. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yes. About 3 months driving and then took a little bit of a break and then flew to Hawaii in August.
You were tired when you got back, I'll bet.
Definitely. I mentioned this to you, you know, before we started recording, but I didn't anticipate how exhausting driving was, or I knew that it was because I had driven before, of course, but I didn't really allot for that in the journey. So it was an exciting but also exhausting process.
What did your family, what was the feedback? What were the conversations leading up to you jumping in your Wrangler by yourself and traveling across America?
Yeah. So my parents and my I have two brothers and then my parents, they've always been very supportive. And, you know, it was more like my mom's friends and like kind of like beyond my immediate family were like, well, is that safe? You know, like, how are you letting her do this? And my parents were just like, well, she'll figure it out. And they had that mindset, you know, of course, supportive. And like, if I needed anything, I'm sure they'd be there in a second. But luckily, I do have, you know, supportive family in that way, because I think otherwise, you know, if I had people around me that were kind of, you know, questioning it or kind of commenting on how unsafe it could be and all these things, it might have, you know, deterred me a bit more.
You know, one of the comments I remember you saying was that most people, again, not so much family, close friends, but most people felt that your traveling across country by yourself, filming a documentary, all 50 states, a little bit crazy or insane. But I love your response, and I quote, "We need more crazy and insane in the world today when it highlights positivity and happiness." What a great comeback.
Yes, I forgot I said that. it was funny because, yeah, and so many people, I think because my close friends and family like knew my personality, they're like, "Oh, she'll be able to figure it out. Like, it might be a little wild, but she'll be able to do it." But yeah, so many people, you know, said things like, "Oh, I could never do that," or "You're never like, how are you ever going to make that?" You know, especially having no experience in film or in traveling to every state. So,
yeah. You know, I think part of the thing that I noticed in talking with you, you know, back in I think it was around April, April or May when you were come through, the pursuit of happiness, right? I mean, there's just you making the decision to pursue happiness. I would be curious to know if you've been able to sit down and list all of the amazing things that have happened to you just not, you know, just since January of 2019, just the last 2 years, roughly 24 months, of all the things that, because you made a decision to pursue happiness, what all has transpired in your own life?
Oh, that is one of my favorite questions I've never been asked that. And I love that because I feel like when I had the idea originally, I could have easily ignored it, right? Mm. You know, I had no experience. It seemed kind of wild. I didn't really know the how yet, but I didn't. And it's led to, you know, so many amazing things. I would say like the top of it, or the highlight was, of course, you know, meeting people like yourself, Dan, and just so many hundreds of people across the USA that were so positive and so, you know, looking for the good and really making a positive impact in their own life, but also, of course, in the people around them. And really what American Happiness Project has now expanded out to was, I couldn't even fathom it when I originally had that idea. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like one of those things where you take the first step or you know, make the decision, and it's like you never know what will come of it. And, you know, I've now worked with so many different companies across the USA to share the information. We have the documentary premiere coming up. I've been able to meet so many people through the events that we've done. And now, you know, with the upcoming Connection Group program, just, I think being able to have this experience and also be able to facilitate bringing people together that might not have met otherwise, is really exciting.
Yeah, I know that we were fortunate enough, I think, here in Cheyenne, we started the very first offshoot of your Boston get-together, if I remember correctly.
You did, and I so appreciate you running that. You were the perfect person to to bring everyone together, and I know we you know had to shift it due to the pandemic, but yeah, that was so amazing to see. Yeah. And hopefully in the future, you know, we can have even more all across the country.
Yeah. Our intention here is to, you know, I sense people are definitely ready, as you've already mentioned, you know, having deep connections with people in a positive, happy manner, you know, kind of pushing forward in a positive way through life and developing the skills and strategies to accomplish that. Everyone's a little different. Everyone's needs are different. I call it structured flexibility, right? I mean, the structure's always the same. I mean, when truth is truth, it consistently, you know, helps us go in the right direction. But how we apply that and what that looks like kind of for the individual, right? There's where some of the flexibility comes in. But I'm excited about getting the Happiness Hour cranked back up again here in Cheyenne. We're going to do that. In fact, I'm looking into making that part of the premiere on the 25th, if possible.
Oh, wonderful. Yes. Because that is something, you know, I kept hearing time and time again, was that people want to be around more positive people. They want to have that, you know, more uplifting community, but they don't know where to find them. And yeah. I think it can be, I mean, I've experienced this myself where it can be difficult to meet people and form friendships in general as an adult, but let alone, you know, positive people that are going to be, you know, uplifting and have that same mindset as you. So yeah, I'm really excited.
So the premiere is happening on the 25th, correct, of February?
Yes. So 25th of February, 2021. So coming up soon. It'll start at 7:30 p.m. Eastern time and run for about 2 hours. The first hour, we're going to do the film screening, of course. The documentary is just about an hour. And then afterwards, I'm really excited because we're going to be doing a live panel with some of the interviewees in the film, including you, Dan. Super excited for that.
I'm looking forward to it.
And then also a live Q&A with myself to, if anyone has questions, you know, about the directing, the producing of the film, and then also doing a giveaway of our couple of our American Happiness Yetis. So I'm excited for that.
Yeah, I'm looking good. I'm really looking forward to, you know, experiencing that with everybody on the 25th. And we want to definitely get this, you know, kind of a short version recap podcast with you out, the interview, because we want to get this out to everybody as soon as possible, hopefully today, because we have a lot of different links. I have your documentary link, which is the americanspacehappiness.com/documentary. Is that correct? Did I get that out okay?
Yep, it's american-happiness.com/documentary. And also, people can just Google American Happiness Project and it should pop right up too.
Yeah, I did some searching on it myself, and I think the first 20 or 22 hits are all about you when you type in American Happiness.
Good.
Yeah. So I don't know if you're doing that by design or not, but your search abilities with American Happiness Project or American Happiness Documentary is coming up really good for people.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that because, you know, my search history is kind of biased because I'm always doing things with it. So that's good to hear. Yeah, luckily or thankfully, we've had a lot of great press too for, you know, in the past couple of months around it. So I'm sure that helps too with more, you know, news websites and things like that putting it forward.
Yeah, I'm really excited about the premiere and staying connected with the American the Happiness Hour groups that we started, you know, and you know, with recent events, as you say, we've calmed those down a little bit, but we're going to crank them back up again here in Cheyenne. And can you give us a little more information, maybe, or some more detail on connections? I'm really excited about this next, I guess, phase of the, you know, the strategies and the communication that you're going to be providing people with the connection organization.
Absolutely. So yeah, the connection community is something that'll be launching right after the documentary premiere on March 1st. And so really what it is a community for people to come together that are looking to be around more positive people, that are growing personally and want accountability around it. And it was something that directly derived from, you know, all the interviews and all the people I spoke with is that, like I said earlier, they want to be around more positive people, but they don't know where to find them, and they want to, you know, work on that mindset. And so what we're going to be doing, and if you go to our website, american-happiness.com, you can join in on it. We're going to be having biweekly virtual events. So I'm excited for this because anyone, you know, really across the world can join in, because it'll be virtual to start and in the future have in-person events as well. And then also in between the calls, going to be having, you know, accountability partners, exercises to work on your mindset, and other personal growth activities, and really just to come together and to connect people. And about a few months ago now, probably 6 months ago, we were, you know, in the heart of the pandemic, and I sent out a survey to our email list, our community, and had asked, you know, what are you craving more of in your life right now? And there are a bunch of different options like community, connection, positivity, joy, meaning, all these different words. But 99% of the respondents said connection. And yep. So, you know, I was like, well, we're going to name this connection and it will hopefully provide that for people. So if you want to be a part of the founding group, we would love to have you. And you can join at our site.
Yep. I'll be going over there today, I'm sure.
Awesome.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking very much forward to it. You know, I sense, and I hope you do too, that there's this like a very strong positive momentum building behind your project. I know it's been your baby from day one. You've put a lot of time and effort and work into this. Sometimes as you're, you know, basically giving birth to a project, you know, the growing pains and the frustrations and the setbacks. And one of the things I wanted to commend you for is that I'm not once, even through the pandemic, even through the shift in our culture and perception of health and all the things, not once have I gleaned any sense from you that you were being detoured in your course at all, that you were staying focused, that this is a real thing. It's a part of your DNA. It's not going away. It's not just a pet project. This is my sense for Michelle. I 100% the blinders on. I'm going for it. And you're going to either see me on the, waving from the top of the mountain or dead on the side, but I am not coming back kind of attitude. I love it.
Thank you. I appreciate you saying that because, you know, as I'm sure you know, it's like sometimes when you're building something, there isn't necessarily a clear path or certainty around it. But I think it's like just taking the feedback of everyone who has joined our email list or sent out an appreciation postcard or joined an event or anything like that. And just like that is the focus is, you know, the people that want to be a part of the project and the movement. And thank you so much for saying that. I really appreciate it because so much of my time is spent kind of heads down. And so like yours, I like what you said about either the top of the mountain or dead on the ground. Bottom. I definitely feel that way for sure.
When I embarked on my career in professional sales education, really in 1983, dating myself a little bit, I heard a man say that line. He says, "You're either going to see me waving from the top of the mountain or dead on the side, but I'm not coming back." And he used that analogy to describe those meaningful journeys that we take, right? This the happiness project that you embarked on, you know, is a journey, and it's and you're climbing the top of, you know, you're climbing the mountain right now. You're engaged in it, and it's just an amazing thing to witness because then those are the kind of people that I want to hang around. Those are the kind of people that I want to have connections with. You know, those are the kind of people that are meaningful to me and help me see either the blind spots or the neglects in my own strategies so that I can improve and enhance and grow in the way that I always say that I want to. So yeah, you're definitely an example of that. You're far and few between in my experience, and my experience is not all encompassing, but you know, since 1983, I've been working on climbing the mountain, so to speak. And you're definitely one of those people I like climbing the mountain alongside with you. You're dedicated, and I appreciate you greatly for what you're doing and what you're accomplishing and where you're going, right? The more exploration that's going to take place, more things are going to be revealed, right? We're all going to get to grow because of this project that you're putting out there for the world. So I appreciate that.
Thank you. And I, of course, appreciate, you know, all your support and sharing and getting the word out and, you know, being so integrated and running the Happiness Hours in Cheyenne. I like you were saying, you know, there's so much opportunity and potential behind it. It's like, it's almost hard to fathom because at the beginning, you know, I thought, okay, I'll film this documentary and then I'll go back to my life. And now it's kind of expanded in an amazing way, of course. Like, I feel like this is what I'm meant to do, or meant to be a part of. But yeah, there is so much opportunity. And like, I'm just so excited. I feel like the most powerful part is just all the connections and the people that you meet. It's just been amazing. I'm excited to see where it goes and where it grows to.
Yeah. Well, I'm very grateful to be a part of that journey with you in some small way. And I've gleaned wonderful things from this experience for myself personally. I know I've received more positivity and happiness from it. So let's get that information out one more time. We'll definitely put it in the written description. But as we come up kind of on the end of our interview, let's get that information out again on how they can connect with the documentary, with the connection experience, and with all the wonderful things that you have going on.
Absolutely. So the easiest way would just be to either Google American Happiness Project or go to our website, which is American-happiness.com. So American-happiness.com. You'll see there's a tab for the documentary, which you can grab a ticket at. And then there's also a tab that says Join the Connection Community. So it's pretty straightforward. And would love to, of course, see everyone at the premiere and then also within the Connection Community.
Excellent. Well, I plan on going there next today. Now that we've got this, you and I put this together in less than 24 hours, you know, to try and get you on the line with me from Boston so we could get on Total Wellness Radio and share the Happiness Project. So I think you and I pulled off another real positive experience.
Of course. Yes. And thank you again for, you know, doing this on such short notice and sharing. I really, really appreciate it.
You're very welcome, Michelle. I look forward to speaking with you more in the near future. Definitely we'll see you at the premiere and on the panel, and we'll go from there.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
All right. For Michelle Wax in Boston, Massachusetts with the American Happiness Project, be sure and get your ticket. Go to American-happiness.com/documentary for your ticket, and the American Space or American-happiness.com/connection-experience. Join the project. America, thank you so much for tuning into this episode of Total Wellness Radio, and we'll catch you next time. Hey, thank you so much for tuning in to episode 290 with Michelle Wax, the American Happiness Project. And remember, go to the link www.american-happiness.com/documentary. Again, www.american-happiness.com/documentary. You'll be so glad you did. We look forward to seeing you at the premiere, February 25th, 5:30 Mountain Standard Time.